Random House Audio presents An Amish Christmas by Cynthia Keller. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. You're looking a little pathetic there, Mom. As her daughter, Lizzie, entered the kitchen, the words startled Meg from her reverie. Leaning on both elbows at the kitchen's butcher block island, she'd been staring unseeing at the large tray of untouched cookies before her. She reached up to remove the tall witch's hat she'd been wearing for the past 2 hours and set it down beside the tray. "They're such cute cookies, aren't they?" Meg asked her daughter in a wistful voice. "Not one trick-or-treater this year. I can't believe it." Lizzie, her laptop computer tucked under one arm, paused to stare at her mother's handiwork. "Dude, how long did it take you to make all these? They're insane." "Don't call me dude," Meg responded automatically. "I thought it would be fun to try something different. It wasn't a big deal." She had no intention of confessing to her 15-year-old how long the process had taken. After finally locating the correct chocolate cookies, the ones with the hollow centers, she had used icing to glue chocolate kisses, points up, into the middles. Then she'd painstakingly drawn hat bands and bows with a tiny tube of red icing. The result was rows and rows of miniature witch hats. Adorable. They would end up being tossed into the bottomless pits that were the stomachs of her 13-year-old son, Will, and his friends. Honestly, why do you bother?